And I'm pleased to welcome my guest. It's Alison Booth, who's the Immunisation Engagement Officer for Dorset Healthcare. Good afternoon, Alison.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. Just give our listeners a rough idea of what you actually do.
Sure. So I make up a team of about 10 nurses who we offer all of our immunisation programmes across every school in Dorset to try and help protect all the children within our kind of county. We offer flu from September to December. So that mainly consists of the nasal spray, flu live vaccine that the children can simply have as a spray up the nose. And then from January till March, we offer the HPV vaccine, which is a human papillomas virus vaccine, to year 8 students and anyone above who may have missed it. And then from March to about June time, we offer teenage boosters, which is the MenACWY, and tetanus, diphtheria, polio, which is their last instalment of their coverage since they were below 5.
So do you actually go around the schools? Are you involved in giving out the vaccines yourself?
Yes, so I go and help in the schools. We deliver it to all of the cohort within year 8 or year 9 or anyone who's eligible. And like I say, there's a team of about 5 nurses that cover West Dorset and about 5 nurses who cover East Dorset. And we travel to every school, including special needs school, to ensure everybody has access to these vaccinations when they need them. If children miss their vaccinations in school, if they're off for whatever reason or on a trip, then we have lots of community catch-up clinics around Dorset that children can book onto, but they still need to consent online through our system, and I'll give the details of that at the end, in order to consent, and then they can book into a catch-up clinic, which I'll give details of shortly.
So how important is it for children to have these vaccines?
Incredibly important, incredibly important. We have a really, really good coverage around Dorset, but obviously we're always trying to increase our uptake. These vaccinations have a long history of safe and efficient. The flu especially is there to protect the vulnerable within society. So it's not just the child themselves who receive the vaccine, it's also to protect children who cannot receive the vaccine because of one reason or another, normally due to health conditions, but it's also to protect the elderly and vulnerable in society, because obviously children are very good at spreading all these viruses. So even if your child was to contract the flu when they'd had the flu, they still may show mild symptoms, but it generally tends to mean they don't get serious symptoms, which then mean they have to be admitted to hospital. So obviously it keeps hospital admissions down. It means they can attend school, staff can attend school. And the main important thing with the flu is that it protects other people who are unable to have the vaccine within the community.
Do you get many people who resist taking it?
So some children are hesitant because they're just anxious about having, especially small children, with the spray, but it is completely harmless. It doesn't hurt. It's very, very mild symptoms after. Sometimes they might have a sniffly nose and a slight raised temperature, but they're generally well within a couple of days. Sometimes we get a lot of hesitancy with older children because they just don't like the idea of having an injection, because obviously the HPV is an injection normally into the muscle, into the upper arm. So some children are anxious, but again, we try and tailor our sessions to meet the needs of the children, so we can do them in a private area, or we can see them before the start of the session, or if they really need to, they can come to a clinic with their parent or carer where they're more comfortable and they can have these injections.
What about parents? Do you get some parents who are not very keen on the children having it?
So yes, sadly, there is a lot of misinformation online, especially on social media, and completely understandable. This scares people into consenting for the vaccine. But we can assure you that HPV and the teenage boosters and the flu have an excellent safety record. And if you have any questions regarding this, you can call our number and we can discuss this further. Again, there's very little side effects with these vaccines. It's very common to get a slightly sore arm afterwards. Sometimes you can get a raised temperature, but that is all a normal response of your body's immune system to getting this the HPV and the teenage bookshot are not live vaccines, so you cannot contract the diseases from these vaccines. Okay, it's the same with the flu. It's a very weakened version of that virus, so you cannot contract the flu from the vaccine. So it is normal to expect a slightly raised temperature and a bit of a sore arm. We have the flu vaccine every year, the injection, and that is normal for me when I have that every winter.
Well, I have the flu vaccine and I hardly notice it, to be honest.
Yeah, some years you will feel slight symptoms the next day. Some years you don't feel anything. Mm. It is changed every year depending on the variant of the virus. That is the trend in other countries, that we will then change the genetic code of the vaccine to meet the expected virus coming in.
And the thing is, the children protecting their own family and their grandparents, aren't they? And,
yes.
You know, because as you say, they're very good spreaders, children, aren't they?
Yes, because due to their close contact and their not so great hand hygiene, unfortunately, mm-hmm. they do tend to spread viruses, especially young children in primary. So flu. So if they're living with elderly relatives, or if they've got, so for example, my dad is he's in remission from leukemia, so he's immunosuppressed. So it protects people like that within the community, really. That's the main point with the flu. But obviously the HPV, the teenage boosters, is to protect them from those, excuse me, those awful viruses that they can contract, which can lead to, very severe consequences.
Mm. Well, I just mentioned to the listeners that you were just telling me that before you did this, you used to work in operating theatres, didn't you?
I did, yes. I did very much so for a long time in Poole Hospital, and I've worked in Dorchester on the Bank as well. But yeah, lovely career in theatres for a long time. Highly enjoyable and highly sort of rewarding. But this is a new avenue for me now.
Did it take very long to get used to sort of seeing all the lovely sights that you see during an operation? It was a bit difficult to begin with?
So, not for me personally, because I've always had a huge fascination with biology and physiology, and my main role was to, my main aim for a career was to try and help people. So that combined the two. So for me, it was a fascination. So for me to watch open heart surgery when I was a student ODP was completely fascinating for me, though I never found it like that. But some people do. Some student nurses, some student medics do find it a bit overwhelming at first. But I think if you're going to be an operating department practitioner, it's something you've kind of got to get over quite quickly.
Then you had a complete change of career, and now you're doing all this.
Yes.
So if people want more details, where can they find them?
So we have our main telephone number is 01425 891162. That will put you through to our admin team, and they can then send you on to signpost you to the right direction. We also have an email, which is dhc.imsinquiries@nhs.net. This, my main point as well, I wanted to say today was, if your child has missed their vaccination in school, or if they're home educated, or they're not in education or training, they can call this number and we can consent them over the phone or through help, and they can book into catch-up clinics. We have a catch-up clinic on the 1st of the 7th in Linden, which is in the evening, and on the 11th of the 7th, 26th in Sherborne. That's teenage boosters and HPV. So any children who have missed it, because we're now coming to the end of our programs now, so we will then have the summer break and we'll start. So this is kind of like the last few weeks chance, really, for your child to kind of get up to date with their schedule.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.